Welcome, everybody. Welcome to our telephone town hall meeting. We appreciate you joining us tonight. We'll be handing this call off to Mike in just a minute. We want more members to get on the line. Now, if you've done these calls before, you can dial 00 on the keypad on your phone, 0 if you have a question, and we'll get your question lined up so you can ask it, Mike, live and all that kind of stuff. So, again, welcome, everybody. Welcome to our telephone town hall meeting. Thank you so much for joining us. If we don't have your email address, we have somebody standing by to get your email address. You press 7 on the keypad on your phone, 7, if you want to provide us your email address if we don't happen to have it, so we can send you email updates from time to time. Again, welcome, everybody. Welcome to our telephone town hall meeting. Thank you again so much for joining us tonight. If you do have a question, please press 00 on the keypad on your phone. And press 7 on the keypad on your phone, 7, if you want to get email updates. We need that email address to be able to do that. Obviously, some of the things we're going to talk about tonight certainly is the annual meeting, which is coming up on the 26th. We hope you can attend that. But we have other questions we want you to ask or anything like that, so don't hesitate. We see some people already taking us up on the email, but let's get some questions in. So by all means, press 0 on the keypad on your phone if you have a question, and press 7 if you want to provide us your email address. Now, Mike, as I hand this call off to you, and we're about half dialed out, do remind people to press 0 on the keypad on your phone for questions and 7 for email updates with your opening remarks. Take it away, please, sir.
Okay, great. Good evening, everybody. Thanks for joining me on our telephone town hall meeting. I wanted to give everybody a quick update and then get into the questions as quickly as we can. But for those of you that are out there listening, one of the things that I'd like to accomplish tonight is to hear from you a little later about questions or topics that you want me to spend some time on and elaborate on during my annual meeting CEO address. So you'll have some time to input and help me shape the message to the membership that we'll be delivering at our annual meeting that's coming up. I would like to say that 2017 is turning out to be a much better year than last year. Those of you that have participated on these calls will recall some of the difficulties I talked about in 2016. You know, we had the contested rate case hearing where we had our largest coal mine and CBM customers had intervened, and we had a very lengthy PSC hearing and PSC process that took a lot of our time and resources to deal with. Fortunately, this year, our activity at the PSC has been much less. We just had a rules and regulations hearing and have our revised rules that are now in compliance with the PSC's revised rules. So things are, on that front, things are much better than they were last year. You know, we had significant financial challenges last year with the decline that we had seen in our sales. And last year we were able to cut $3 million out of our expense budget. This year we've cut an additional $300,000. So we've continued that train of cutting costs, and that's something I'm really proud of, and the team has done a great job. Speaking of the team, we're down to about 120 employees now. We were up just about a year and a half ago up to about 140. So we are working much more efficiently with a little smaller workforce, and I think we're still doing a good job of getting things done and helping to provide you the best service that we can. Our sales this year are also up there about 9% over what we projected. A lot of that is driven by our largest industrial customers, and those sales are very helpful help for the co-op. As I mentioned earlier, our annual meeting is going to be August 26th at the Upton Elementary and Middle School. Registration and voting starts at 11, and we will have some entertainment prior to the start of the business meeting, which is at 1 o'clock. As usual, we'll have various reports from our co-op folks. We'll have the financial report, we'll have the president's report, and then the ever so popular CEO report. And I look forward to maybe getting some questions from you tonight, or some suggestions on how I could make my CEO report more relevant to concerns and questions that you may have regarding the co-op. You know, the annual meeting is really important for opportunity for you to have a say in how the co-op is run. We do have some elections going on at this annual meeting. We have, I'm sure that will be something that will be very interesting outcome for all those that attend. If you can't attend the meeting, you can still vote, though, and you can exercise your responsibility as a member by turning in your mail-in ballot. The ballots were included in this last issue of the Wren magazine. And if you have not voted yet and don't plan to attend the meeting, please consider casting your ballot in the Wren magazine and getting that mailed in to us before the 26th of August. So with that, that is the quick update. I'd like to get to any questions that you might have.
And Mike, we do have a question coming up. I do want to remind the folks that just got on, if you do have a question of Mike, don't hesitate to press 00 on the keypad on your phone. And if we don't have your email address and you want email updates from us, please press 7 so we can get that email address. So 0 for questions, 7 for email updates. We're going to take Marco. Now, Marco, I know you were wanting to know what time the annual meeting was, but we'd also like you, if you wouldn't mind asking, what you'd like, Marco, you'd like Mike to talk about. So let's take you live. Marco, welcome to our call. Go ahead with your question, please.
Well, you pretty much basically answered my questions about the time and stuff. I just needed to know what time everybody was supposed to be there. I mean, are you supposed to be walk in right at 11, or can you be there before? Or?
Well, they'll actually start registration at 11. So, I mean, if you were there a little before that, that would be fine. But you may have to wait until they, you know, actually start the registration, you know, at 11 or very close to that. Then the business meeting starts at 1, and then hopefully the prize giveaways, which include some awesome 4-H beef, will happen around 2:30 that day.
Okay.
And Marco, do you have a question of what you'd like Mike to talk about in his CEO opening remarks?
No.
Okay.
I'd like to maybe ask him is there any an attempt on raising price of the power anymore this year?
Marco, that's a great question, and thanks for bringing that up because I should have actually touched on that earlier. We are not planning for any rate increases this year, and if our growth continues like we've seen this year, I think we are going to be very very optimistic about not having any rate increases next year. However, we do every year we adjust our cost of power. We estimate what our cost of power is going to be for the next year, and then because depending on how much usage we get, that cost of power may vary. So we do file a cost of power adjustment that is effective at the beginning of 2018, which it'll basically just true up whatever error we had in estimating what our cost of power was for this year, but we're not expecting any increase in our wholesale power costs or any increase in our distribution costs for next year.
We have our first survey question we want to ask everybody if we can. It's a yes or a no. Press 1 or 2 for it. Here goes. Let me bring it live. Do you plan to attend the annual membership meeting on the 26th that Mike was talking about at Upton, Wyoming? Press 1 for yes, 2 for no. Do you plan to attend the annual membership meeting on August 26th at Upton? Press 1 for yes and 2 for no, and start now because I just pushed the button. 1 for yes and 2 for no. Go ahead and vote. You can only vote once, so push the button just to make sure. There you go. I appreciate it. All right, we're getting some stats in. Press 1 for yes, you're going. 2 for no, you're not. All right. We're going to take Robert, even though I think the question might have, by the way, if you do have a question, don't be shy about this. Press 00 on the keypad on your phone, 0 if you have a question, and press 7 if you want to provide us your email address. Let's take Robert next, though. Robert, welcome to our telephone town hall meeting. Robert, where are you from, and what's your question, please?
Fort Crawford, Wyoming.
Welcome. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. Do you plan on having the energy costs increase by the windmills or this year or decrease?
Well, our overall rates, and we had a rate increase, we actually had last year, we had a rate case that, as I mentioned earlier, was a very lengthy and expensive process at the Public Service Commission, and that rate increase was approved to be effective the beginning of 2017. So that rate increase hit at the beginning of this year, and there was also a cost of power increase from our wholesale power supplier that hit last year. And those were really driven a lot by just the decline in the overall energy economy. And then Precorp itself, we hadn't raised rates in quite some time, and we were actually, because of the loss in sales, we were running at a several million dollar operating loss. I think it was around $5 million loss. And so the rate increase that we put in this past year was to get us back where we were not operating in the red anymore. And so our rates look like they're going to be stable. We do have out there. We do have, you mentioned some, you know, wind generation and other things. We have around 20 accounts that where our members actually do. They have either solar or small wind things at their property, and those do not impact our rates at all when those come on to the system. And as far as there's a very large project in Wyoming that's getting built right now, some wind development, and those projects are not part of the Precorp system and don't impact our rates at all. So right now we are looking to have some pretty good stability in our rates for the next couple of years.
Our next question came in earlier today from Aaron. In 2013, Precorp created a long-range strategic plan. Will Precorp be making a new plan anytime soon?
That's a great question, and we have been actually beginning last year, as we saw the huge decline and the disruption in the energy business. As everybody knows around here, we had our largest customers in bankruptcy. Many of those were in bankruptcy last year, and sales completely fell off the map. And we realized that with that in mind, we had to be working on a new strategy and kind of revising our approach and how we go about executing our strategy, keeping in mind that overall, you know, our focus is to provide electric service to our member owners at the lowest possible cost and the highest possible, quality power. So we've been working on that for about a year. This September, we will be having will be our grand finale. We'll have a one-day, all-day work session with our board as the employee teams that have been working on this report out some of their findings and what we think the future may look like. And we'll be reporting that out in the October issue of the Wren magazine. I'll be giving you some details on that, and probably be talking a little bit about that at the annual meeting, and sharing some of the things that we think are important over the next several years for the co-op.
Almost forgot to ask the second survey question. It's pretty simple. There are five possible answers. The question goes like this. Which issue is the most important to you? If it's energy efficiency, press 1. If it's rates, press 2. If it's regulations, press 3. If it's community involvement, press 4. If it's outages, press 5. Here goes with the question again. Which issue is the most important to you? Press 1 for energy efficiency, or press 2 for rates, or 3 for regulations, or 4 for community involvement, or 5 for outages. We will reveal the results of these after everybody's done voting. And while you're voting, we're going to take Helen next. And by the way, if you have a question, press 0 like Helen did. Helen, welcome to our telephone town hall meeting. Helen, where are you from, and what's your question, please?
Yes, this is Helen from Rosette, and my question is, what are your plans to actually have the co-op produce additional renewable energy sources through wind or solar? And I realize wind is somewhat not there where it needs to be, but what are your plans that way?
Yeah, Helen, that's a great question. And it's interesting. We have to keep in mind that Precorp is a distribution co-op. So we actually are part of a group of 130 co-ops across 9 states that own our power supplier. That power supplier is Basin Electric Power Cooperative. So we get our power through Basin, and Basin is actually one of the leading co-ops in the nation on wind power. They also are very large into coal power as well, but they've taken advantage of a lot of the wind resources in the Dakotas and have a fairly strong, large portfolio, a couple thousand megawatts of wind capacity. And so we actually, because Basin sells us power, you know, as a mix, we actually do have a fairly significant portion of our power supply that does come from wind at our wholesale power supply level. At the distribution level, we have not got into any projects of putting in solar, although there are co-ops all around the country that have put in community solar where they have members that may be interested in putting solar power in, and instead of having everybody do it sort of individually, they've tried to maybe do it collectively and let people actually buy the solar panel at a larger installation. These are called community solar projects, and a lot of co-ops have done that. Precorp continues to look at those technologies, and we're always looking for an opportunity. If there's something that we can do to lower the cost for our members, we're certainly, you know, looking at that and studying that. Those projects, at least at our level, haven't passed the threshold yet of being really economical. So what we do is we try to support our members who are using solar or wind at their own residence or their business, and incorporating them into our system under what we call net metering, which is it's a way that we give the members the value of the retail power that they may generate in excess of their own needs. So at this time, we're supporting our members that want to do that. We're keeping our eye out for opportunities to maybe, if there's an interest in our membership, to do some pilot projects. We'll always keep an eye on those, with also keeping our eye on the economics of that. And then meanwhile, our power supplier leads the nation of cooperatives in developing renewable resources, really focused on wind. And we also have a very small portion of hydropower that we get through the Western Area Power Administration. So that is sort of how things look for renewables right now.
The results of our survey question number 2. The question was, which issue is most important to you? At 47%, it was rates. Tied at 18% each was energy efficiency and outages. In fourth place was regulations at 13%, and community involvement was 3%. Leading the charge by far at 47% were rates. Your thoughts on those results, Mike?
Yeah, I think those are consistent with, you know, what we would have expected. We know that rates are you know, a huge thing, and obviously we have focused a lot of our time, even though, I mean, it seems like after we've had these rate increases, you know, it would be easy to point out that maybe we've had too many increases, but when you take a look at the co-op's efforts and the employees' efforts to drive efficiencies by reducing costs by $3.3 million over the course of the year, plus everybody picking up a bigger load of work as we've reduced our energy or reduced our employee count, I think the co-op is fairly well aligned with the interest of the members as far as our focus on doing what we can do to keep our rates low, and also you know, maximizing our ability to keep the lights on and have the highest power quality possible.
Last ask, if you do have a question, please press 0, 0 on the keypad on your phone, and press 7, 7 on the keypad on your phone if you want to provide us your email address so you can get email updates. A few people have been taking us up on that. Pulling a question that came in before the event tonight. Is the solar eclipse going to cause any problems with the power grid, was the question. Mike?
I can say no. It won't. The power grids are usually impacted by unknown events, variability, things, you know, blowing up, that sort of thing, forced outages. The solar eclipse is a well-known event that everybody has lots of time to plan for. So I don't see any disruption from the power supply perspective. That being said, how the public reacts to the solar eclipse, hopefully everybody will be safe during that. And when all of a sudden it turns from bright day to dark, especially if you're in the center of the eclipse, there is just a matter of people driving cars and public safety, and oftentimes there can be issues in the electric system caused by public events or things like that. So absent those sort of events, the generation side will be well planned for, and there would be no impacts.
All right. With that stated, let's let me see what I'm supposed to do next. I know. Here we go. We have another survey question we want to squeeze in if we can. Was your Ren magazine damaged when you got it in the mail? We heard some had been, and we'd like to know. So if it's yes, press 1, no, press 2. Was your Ren magazine damaged? Press 1 for yes. You can only press yes. Press 1 for yes. We'd appreciate it. Just kind of seeing how many people had that problem. All right. With that, we're going to take Clara Lee is next. Clara Lee, welcome to our telephone town hall meeting. Where are you from? Go ahead.
I have a question that has come to mind several times with the talking about the solar panels. And how are you going to keep the solar powers panels from being destroyed by range fires, prairie fires, and so on? Are you going to go out and salt down and absolutely neutralize the ground so nothing can grow underneath it, weeds or grass or anything? Because a fire, I think, would cook the solar maker.
Clara Lee, that is a great question. And fortunately right now that's something that we don't have to worry about, because we don't have any plans to put in any sort of large solar arrays. The solar power that may be on our system, a lot of it for the residential customers that use it is like rooftop solar, so it's on their house. To the extent that there's that sort of thing, obviously it wouldn't be impacted by a range fire unless, of course, the structure was included. That's really something that I'll have to actually think about, how other co-ops that are doing this are managing that. And probably from Precorp's perspective, if we or from anybody in Wyoming that was developing solar power, that may be a consideration. I mean, we do have when the fires do come through and it comes through our facilities or comes up to our substations and whatnot, obviously our substations are graveled, and we do weed control. We don't salt. They apply a herbicide to control weeds in our substation facilities, and fires do also impact our poles. So that's a great question. Something that obviously if solar developers come into Wyoming with big projects, they'll be something that they'll have to worry about. Fortunately for us, that's not something that we have to worry about. So, I appreciate the question, and I will actually put that in my portfolio of questions to ask other co-ops that have developed solar and have get some information on how they actually do that.
So our last question that came in early, somebody lost their August Red magazine with the ballot. Where can they get another copy? And if they had a damaged copy of Red, how can they get another copy? So it's kind of like two questions. Mike, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so the best way to do that is just to contact our office, call our member services group, and let them know that you need a ballot, and they'll make arrangements to get you one.
All right.
Very easy phone call.
Well, thank you, sir. And we've got all the questions answered, and we're pretty well ready to wrap up. If somebody did have a question, they can leave us a message at the end of the call, but they have to leave us contact information to get back to them. Stay to the end of the call to leave that message. Mike, please bring us to the finish line if you would, sir.
Well, thank you, everybody, for being on the phone tonight. just want to keep in, remind everybody that our our mission at Precorp is to be of service to you. And so with your interactions with us, whether it's with our linemen, with our customer service, our engineering folks, with me, any of the articles that you may read, please, if you have any questions or concerns and don't feel that you're being served, please let us know, and we will fix that. One of the things that I would actually encourage folks to do is take a look at Smart Hub, which is on Precorp's website. We have a smartphone app or computer app that you can use to actually see what your daily usage of power may be. It can also tell you, give you notices of what your bill is when your bill is due. And you can also sign up to have your bill paid either regularly, or you can actually go in each time and pay for your bill. So it's a way that you can interact with us that may save you some time and some headache. But obviously, to the extent that you know what your power usage is, day to day, week to week, it may certainly help you manage your power costs. In addition to the various programs that we have, like our bill pay programs, our bill averaging that we have, our levelized billing program that we have, and also don't forget that if you need to replace any appliances or do energy efficient projects around the house, we do have a zero interest loan program that we make available that will help you pay for or finance those energy efficient projects that you may want to do for your house, whether it's a new appliance or lighting or other things. Our next town hall will be 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday, November 15th. Certainly be able to talk a lot more about what are the results of our strategy refresh, and look forward to seeing hopefully many of you at the annual meeting in Upton on August 26th. And look forward to the next time we have the opportunity to spend some time together. Thanks very much, and good night, everybody.